Hello, welcome back to Hops and Notes for episode 12. This episode's a bit of an experiment. I'm going to be giving you guys basically a summary on the most recent Metallica shows in LA. Yay! But first off, as is tradition, let me crack open a drink. Ooh! Today, on this short ep, I am drinking Newport Days from Rogue Brewing. It says, dedicated to Days on the Beach, D-A-Z-E, here on the can. It says, the morning after a long night, we like to hit the beach for some R&R. Newport Days Hazy Pale Ale is the perfect day sipper for such an occasion. Featuring mouthwatering tangerine and peach notes from the hops and finishing slightly sweet, it's an easy, mellow brew to get you through. Let's see, it's 35 IBUs, we're at 5.5% alcohol. Cheers, everybody. Ooh, you know what? Not bad at all. I definitely agree with that that description. It's super crushable, man. Out of 5 bottle caps, I think I'd give it... what am I giving this? Yeah, a solid 3.75, you know? I dig it. I definitely would drink more of this. I only got one can, because I think this is going to be a fairly quick episode. But we'll see. So... on August 25th and 27th, Metallica did played two separate shows at SoFi Stadium in LA. The cool thing about this was they were playing two different openers, or, you know, two different sets of openers, and two completely different set lists. So, if you got tickets to both shows, it was really cool because you didn't see the same thing twice, which I very much appreciate as a Metallica fan. But first, let me talk about this venue. SoFi Stadium is in Inglewood, California, and seats around 70,000 plus people. This number, I don't think, includes standing areas on the floor, or if there's seats on the floor. Among the sports world, it's the home stadium for the Rams and Chargers. And Taylor Swift just got doing like 6 to like 18 sold-out shows. I don't know. She was there forever. She did fucking great, as she does when she goes places. This was my first time at the venue. This place is huge. And as is expected, like for a concert like this, parking was insane. Straight up off the freeway, we hit a line of cars waiting to turn into different lots about a mile away from the stadium. Of course, the further away you park, the cheaper it is. But cheaper than what? I wasn't sure. I didn't really have a gauge on how expensive parking was going to be. We parked in a lot that was on the venue property, and I'm not going to throw numbers out, but oof, never again. For Sunday, I definitely got an outside parking that was less than half of what, way less than half. It was probably a quarter of what we paid to park on Friday. So big oof there, but you know, it was what it was. The vibe in the parking lot was what I consider typical for metal shows. A lot of people having full-on tailgates, listening to music. People coming back from the venue from what I assume were like the VIP meet and greets to leave merch in their cars. Hot dog vendors, bootleg merch people. You know, it was a pretty chill vibe. Everybody's just kind of doing their own thing, keeping to themselves. But after parking and walking up to the venue, I noticed this place had like assigned gates to walk through depending on where you were seated. And it would say on your ticket. So thankfully... we didn't park on the opposite side of our gate, and getting through security was really no issue and moved fairly quickly. I will say we were not here when the gates opened because we had like we were in a seated section and not on the floor, so there was no real like rush to the barricade for us. But you know, it was I had no problem with it. Finally, we get to our seats. Well, our section anyway. We had seats in the 300 section. Not too bad of a view in my opinion. You know, I had sight of the whole stage. I can see all the sound towers with the screens on them. So, like, you got kind of experience the whole show, I feel. Day one openers was Mammoth WVH and Pantera. I never listened to Mammoth WVH before the show, but the set was dope. I do plan on checking them out a little more. I'm sorry, I don't really have much to say about them other than I thought it was pretty cool. And, you know, like I said, I'll check them out. Pantera, great, played the hits, had the crowd hyped. I went in a little skeptical only because I've seen a few videos of them, or not of them live, but of Phil singing with other bands before, which Phil Anselmo, their lead singer, in case y'all don't know. Ghost is apparently not a fan. But to be honest, my dude wasn't sounding too great. He sounded solid at this show. At least I thought. Like I said, they played the hits. I don't think he sounded like he was smoking 8 packs of cigarettes a day. But you know, fucking super dope. I wish I could have seen them play their headlining set. I think in San Diego, they did a headlining set the next day. Didn't go to that. It's all good. I will catch them if they do it again eventually. But now we're at Metallica. The venue is full and the crowd is hyped. You can like feel the, like how tense people are getting just because, you know, the sun's going down. So we're not sure if it's the stadium blacking out the you know, the venue itself so the show can start, or if it's just getting dark. The show opens with a slideshow of pictures of them through the years, while It's a Long Way to the Top, If You Want to Rock and Roll by AC/DC played. I thought it was pretty dope because I did recognize some of those pictures from like videos of shows I've seen, just popular pictures I've seen posted on social media. It's them, you know, in action, them with their fans, them recording. That was pretty cool just to catch. But at the end of that, that's when the lights go out. And the scene from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly plays while The Ecstasy of Gold plays. If you're a film dude and you've seen that movie, it's the scene where the guy's running through the cemetery. But then, bam! Band takes the stage. Set list for the night was Creeping Death, Harvester of Sorrow, Leper Messiah, The Memory Remain, Let's Eterna, Too Far Gone. Rob and Kirk jammed on Rose Avenue for a bit while they were like moving stuff around on the stage. Then we go to Fade to Black, Shadows Follow, Orion, Nothing Else Matters, Sad But True, The Day That Never Comes, Hardwired, Fuel, Seek and Destroy, and Master of Puppets. 16 songs. 3 songs from the new album, 72 Seasons. 3 songs from Master of Puppets. 2 from Metallica, aka the Black Album. 2 from Reload. 2 from Ride the Lightning, 1 from Injustice for All, 1 from Death Magnetic, 1 from Hardwired Self-to-Destruct, and 1 from Kill 'Em All. I thought it was great. My personal 3 favorite songs of the show were, in order, Orion was my 3rd favorite, Creeping Death was my 2nd favorite, and my favorite song from the set was Leper Messiah. Whenever we get to cover Master of Puppets on here, I'd love to get into how often my favorite song from that album changes. But at the moment, it is Leper Messiah, and that was so fucking cool. Overall, loved the show. I did feel like the vocals were a bit difficult to hear. The working theory that, you know, myself and other people who have been to that venue, not just for Metallica, but for other shows, is that maybe the acoustics aren't built very well for there. It is... The way I see it, it's a sports stadium before anything else. Maybe it's not really meant for these types of shows. But, you know, I could be wrong. Let's see. Maybe Orion. Was kind of fun. But day one overall, loved it. The show was a lot of fun. It's been, I don't know when the last time I saw Metallica was, to be honest, that it's been a minute. So it was cool to see, you know, one of these great bands play again. Now on to day two. The openers for this show were Ice Nine Kills and Five Finger Death Punch. Unfortunately, I got there a little late, so I did miss all of Ice Nine Kills and most of Five Finger Death Punch's set. But I will say from other shows, I do know Ice Nine Kills usually puts on a pretty good show. And they're getting big. They're getting their own name. I've seen them open for, I think I saw them open for Slipknot once. The fans were lit. I've been meaning to look more into them. Just honestly, I forget. All right. And unfortunately for people who are, I am not the biggest Five Finger Death Punch fan. So sorry. I had no thoughts because I wasn't really paying attention. Sorry. Anyway, on to Metallica. The whole reason we're here. It started the same way as Friday. AC/DC, Ecstasy of Gold. The set list for this show was Whiplash, For Whom the Bell Tolls, Ride the Lightning, Dirty Window, 72 Seasons, If Darkness Had a Son. Robin Kirk jammed again, but it was an original track this time, which was pretty cool. Then, Welcome Home Sanitarium, You Must Burn, Call of Cthulhu, No Leaf Clover, Whenever I May Roam, Moth Into the Flame, Fight Fire with Fire, Whiskey in the Jar, One, and Enter Sandman. Another 16 songs, like I said, no repeats from the Friday show. 4 songs were from Ride the Lightning, 3 from 72 Seasons, 2 from the Black Album, 1 from Injustice for All, 1 from Hardwired to Self-Destruct, 1 from Kill 'Em All, 1 from Master of Puppets, 1 from the S&M album, 1 from Garage Inc., and 1 from the fan favorite, Saint Anger. I will say, I did like Day 2's set a little more. It was a little harder for me to pick my top 3 favorites from the set. But here it goes. Number 3, Whiplash. It's one of the, I think Whiplash, to, at least to me, holds a very special place because it's the first song off of Kill 'Em All that I learned how to play on my guitar. So I thought that was really cool. And they opened with it, which was great. Second favorite, No Leaf Clover. I'm just really glad I got to hear this song live. I've only heard it, obviously, through the S&M album. So it's been really cool to actually, I was actually got to see them play that and hear it live. And my favorite was Whiskey in the Jar. I don't know, like something about their cover, it gets me really excited, it gets me happy. I feel like that had like a lot of the fans in it. Like people were feeling it, they were singing, they were jamming out. I feel like it had the best vibe of the night, which is nothing bad to say about every other song, just that had me, you know? Honorable mentions are all the songs from Ride the Lightning, because currently my favorite Metallica album, and that changes a lot. And Dirty Window. I know nobody likes Saint Anger, but something about it, man. I like hearing a Saint Anger song live. You gotta fucking deal with it. They recorded it. They're gonna play from it. I thought it was really cool. Plus, I don't hate the album, so whatever. Suck it. I also do think it was easier to hear the vocals on this day. Maybe because I went in like kind of expecting to struggle a little bit hearing them. So I kind of knew what to listen for. But yeah, it was Master of Puppets. Overall, both days, a lot of fun. I love that, again, that they played 2 completely different sets for both nights. Rating my experience out of 10, it'd be a solid 7.5. I think keeping it higher, from being higher rated, was that sound being kind of weird and me not, then this is on me, but me not getting floor tickets. The mosh pits were going off. I was so jealous because obviously from my seat, I was able to see this was the most amount of moshing I've seen at a Metallica show in a long time. And I was like, kind of, you know, just kicking myself like, damn, I should have just put the money down and got the freaking floor seats because it looked incredible. And for those who keep up on social media shenanigans like that, there were a few celebrities at day one. Jason Momoa was in the pit going crazy. There's videos of it out now. So I think it would have been cool to mosh with, you know, to mosh with Aquaman for a little bit. But, you know, it is what it is. Great time that weekend with Metallica. Next time they're in town, please go see them, especially if you haven't. And a fun little fact I found. Metallica just beat Taylor Swift for LA SoFi Stadium attendance record. While Taylor Swift was the hottest ticket going on in the music world, another act stole that record from them at SoFi. Metallica drew approximately 78,000 fans to each of their SoFi shows. The venue itself has a capacity of 70,240 seats, but because of the way Metallica set up their stage, with it being in the middle and not against the wall, they were able to sell out every single seat, the floor and the middle of the stage, because that's where they had the snake pit. The thing with Taylor Swift is, like, yes, she did sell out every night, but because of the way her stage is set up, she wasn't able to sell out what was behind the stage. So I think Metallica and their people, their stage designers, everybody in charge of that, very smart. Super cool that they set that up just to put more people in the seats. I think the fans really appreciate it. SoFi Stadium did tweet about it. They put, Metallica now holds the highest single show attendance record at SoFi. So that's fucking cool, man. Great for them. You don't see that a lot, especially right after Taylor Swift finishes a shit ton of days. So good for them. And again, nothing against Taylor Swift. I just think it's the stage setup that helps them. Thank you guys so much for listening to this kind of experimental episode. You can find me on Instagram at Wrathchild714 and on Untappd under the same name as Instagram. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at HopsAndNotesPod. And you can follow the network and all other shows on the Horrible People's Network at Horrible People's Network. That's HORRORBLE People's Network. And I do need to throw a special shout out to my friend Landon, who got me the tickets. My boy, I appreciate you so much, and we will definitely catch more shows together soon, man. See you around. And until next time.